South Dakota real estate headlines. South Dakota property records search now available for deeds, permits, and owner lookup. A new online resource lets users check South Dakota property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records, deeds, and liens in one place. Bookmark tr.southdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next property records search. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. South Dakota Building Permits Guide, What Realtors Need to Know About Local Codes. Permit Velocity has published a concise guide to South Dakota's decentralized building codes, architect requirements, and local permit processes for contractors and design professionals. Understanding permit timelines and local code variations helps SD real estate professionals set accurate client expectations and avoid transaction delays. Review the full guide at the link below to familiarize yourself with SD's county-by-county permit landscape. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Property Tax Portal, new resource for property tax information. The South Dakota Property Tax Portal is a dedicated website providing property tax information and resources for the state. Real estate professionals in SD need accurate property tax data for valuations, client consultations, and transaction due diligence. Bookmark sdproptax.info to quickly access official property tax information for your South Dakota listings and clients. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Real Estate Commissions in 2024. What pros need to know? Redfin breaks down South Dakota real estate commission rates for 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect pricing. Understanding current commission structures helps SD agents and brokers set competitive rates and communicate value to clients. Review the full commission breakdown at the source link to benchmark your 2024 pricing strategy. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Realtor Commissions Edge Above National Average Survey Finds. A recent survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in South Dakota is approximately 5.8%. Commission rates vary by transaction and source. Verify current rates through multiple sources before making business decisions. For SD real estate professionals, this data point offers a benchmark for positioning your services in a competitive market where fees run higher than typical U.S. rates. Review the full commission breakdown at the source URL to inform your 2026 pricing strategy. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Department of Revenue expands property tax resources for real estate pros. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides property tax information through its online portal. Real estate professionals need accurate property tax data to advise clients on assessments, valuations, and ownership transfers. Bookmark https://sd.gov/individuals/taxes/property-tax to quickly access official property tax guidance for client transactions. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Register of Deeds, Key Essentials for Real Estate Value and Deed Transfers. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides essential guidance for registers of deeds covering real estate valuation, deed transfers, and sequence numbers. Real estate professionals in SD rely on accurate deed recording and transfer processes to ensure smooth transactions and clear title transfers. Review the essentials at https://dr.sd.gov/government/register-of-deeds/ to stay current on recording requirements. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of SD cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most SD jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.